Bletchley Park. I'm here with Dr. Sue Black.
Hello.
We thought we'd do a little bit of an interview whilst the interview you just did for the radio gets edited and productionized and posted either somewhere online or go on the radio. Was it live on the radio?
It was live on the radio.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So it's gone out, which is fantastic.
It might have gone forever. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Yes.
I hope they archive it. If not, what did you just say on the radio?
I'll repeat it word for word now,
yes.
Shall I?
They
were asking me why Bletchley Park's important. So I was saying that, in fact, that's not what they said at all.
Oh, have I put you on the spot? You haven't even finished a coffee. And
where's
I've got
my
you...
notes? Where's my notes? I can't do two interviews in
why
one day.
Why is Bletchley Park important?
It's important for many reasons. It's the birthplace of the computer. That's one thing. In the UK, that's great.
And this is weird, because it's not in a lot of history books, because it had to be kept secret for so long.
So
if you're sat at home going, oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, the computer was invented in America. No, it wasn't. It was invented here. We probably could wheel the guy in right now that did it, or at least very closely connected.
Might have to dig him up. Yeah, Tommy Flowers invented it here during the war.
So this is, in itself, for me, has a very, very big kind of geek importance as well, because you only have to walk around the Museum of Computing to be inspired and look at the kind of the timeline of where we've
it's
gone.
Amazing.
It's just
it's
phenomenal.
Amazing.
And some of the people that work here blow me away as well. You've got some incredible minds, people that actually used to work here in the war, who still look to Kelsey, who's Bletchley Park on Twitter, still look to her occasionally and say, can I talk about this if we're interviewing them? Because they still think
really?
They're under the Official Secrets Act, which
happens,
I think is brilliant.
No, that is very cool.
So today, you got here really early?
I did. I got up at 6:30, I think, which is unknown for me.
What do academics normally, what time do they normally roll out of bed?
About 11:30.
11. It's all that thinking you're doing in a semi-dormant state. So maybe all I need is a little bit more intelligence. I too could be an academic. I've got the sleep patterns.
You could be one, definitely.
I've got the sleep patterns right down. Fantastic. So today, I've just seen someone else pop in who I don't necessarily recognise, but then nobody would recognise me today, having shaved, unless they saw my T-shirt.
Who are you again?
Sorry, I'm Christian. Documentally on Twitter. Nice, I could get a plug in there. Our Man Inside. You've got a website too, haven't you?
I have. It's called savingbletchleypark.org.
Isn't this become now the official website?
Which seems to now be the official website for Bletchley Park, which is a bit embarrassing. That's what they used in the Independent article on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, that's
how
the
did
Bletchley
your servers
Park.
Handle it?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Didn't actually get that many hits.
Oh, well,
not as many as Stephen Fry.
You don't have to read the Independent, though, to go to your website.
No.
You could just go straight to savingbletchleypark.org.
You can.
When Stephen Fry mentioned the website,
I got 8,000 hits that day. And when it was in the Telegraph a couple of weeks ago, I got about 200. So that shows you the difference.
That is phenomenal. Yeah. That is a really, really good
kind of... The power of Twitter. Of social media.
And let's remember this, guys. So, retweet this. because this is Sue talking very casually, because we haven't prepared, about why Bletchley Park is important.
I don't tell anyone that.
We're just standing at the end of the cafe. The kind of Hut 4 it's called, isn't
Hut 4.
It? The cafe at Bletchley Park, and our coffees must be at least 20 metres away, which we are going to return to now.
Because they're getting cold.
They are, and we, stay tuned to either Sue's Twitter stream, which is
at Dr. Black.
At Dr. Underscore Black, isn't
at
it?
At Dr. Underscore Black.
Yeah,
thank
good
you
job
very
I
much,
know.
Christian.
Or documentally.
I can't spell.
Or hey, nor can I. I really can be an academic. Or Station X. Or Bletchley Park. All these people tweeting about this place. It's that important. Come on, guys. Get kind of clued up on what's going on here. And come and join in. Either come here in person or just retweet and help us out with the #BPark tag. It's good to keep this meme going, isn't it? Because once this place is survived, we're keeping a big part of history alive.
Yeah.
We're archiving real people's amazing lives. And I'd like my children's children and my children's children's children to know exactly what happened here, because it was a turning point.
Yeah, definitely.
A Turing point as well. Speak to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.